Welcome to the Atletico Podcast.
أهلا وسهلا بذا أتلتيكو بودكاست. If you're listening from Lebanon or anywhere in the Middle East, we thank you. We're grateful for you tuning into the podcast. Today it's episode 7 and we have Hagop and Gary with us from YFD, Youth Football Development. So before we begin, I'd like to say that this episode is sponsored by Sparks Logistics and Siwar Residences and Offices. YFD has been in a partnership with Atletico for 6 months now, and the whole mission is to form football players who are athletic and perform better physically on the field. Hi guys.
Hi. So basically, نحنا, each one of us has had his own journey with football. We coached several teams from before, and we lacked. I think we saw the lack of physical abilities in the level of the skills we have in Lebanon. So many players have a lot of skills, and they have the ability to perform. And I think this is the gap we found in the football, the Lebanese football, that we need to target the physical training for youth football players. And that's how we came up with the idea of youth football development.
Okay, great. إذا في أسألكم عن your personal journeys, and to both of you, يعني you were into sports since you were kids, يعني كل واحد عنده his own path, football وغيره. إذا فيكم تحكونا عن your personal journeys وكيف هيك it helped you with YFD كمان.
أكيد أنا بلشت لعب فوتبول أنا عمري 5 سنين, بلشت مع هومنتمن, لعبت كذا سنة مع اليوت تيمز, بعدين مع الفيرست تيم, كان وقتها سكند ديفيجن الفريق, بعدين انتقلت مع الحكمة, لعبت كمان هناك 3 seasons, كنا بالديفيجن 2 وانتقلنا, we were promoted to division 1, وبعدين because of work I had to stop playing football, لأنه بتعرف انه first division بدها commitment وكل شيء, وما قدرت كمل العب. وبهيدا during this حسيت انه في لاك كتير كبير بالphysical preparation, ان كان باليوت ان كان بالfirst teams, so قررت ادرس هالشيء. بلشت ادرس certifications internationally accredited مع NCSF مع Barsha Innovation Hub, وفتت شوي شوي بالstrength and conditioning related للفوتبول تقدر ساعد الاتليت يوصل على اهدافه.
طيب ليكو قدي مهم strength and conditioning for young football players, if you can explain in simple words للي ما بيعرفوا شو يعني وليه مهم, if you can explain to those people, خاصة the parents who want to enroll their kids be YFD, what is it exactly?
Okay, so basically هو strength and conditioning, in the literal meaning is strength and conditioning. Conditioning هو مثل ما بنسمي نحن بالفوتبول اللبناني هو اللياقة and the endurance, كيف بنضايق قد ايه بنضايق بالملعب. And the strength is divided into couple of components such as speed, explosivity, agility, كل هولي. هلا the thing is we have different programs for different age groups. For example, 15-year-old and 8-year-old cannot do the same program. We have to implement more skills like long-term skills such as agility, coordination, reaction. Hole, they will help him when he gets to the 15 years old. He can do the explosive workout. Mm-hmm. When he's starting at the 15 years old, I cannot teach him anymore the basic things that we teach. Even Atletico coaches, I see the videos, they teach basic things that will help them build the fundamental skills for the long term. So I want to just tell something to the parents that this training is not for the short term. This is for after 18 years old, after 20 years old. When we do now training, strength and conditioning, when you see your kid lifting weight, it does not mean he's going to be short. It does not mean that he's going to be weak. This is for the long term. When he gets to 21 years old, the physical trainer will not come and give an individual session for him. He will give a training for the team. And the one is performing better, he will get the starting 11 position. Okay. We all know this in the football.
Yeah.
So this is just an advice that this is long term. This is not short term. We are not working now. We don't want results now from our players. Mm-hmm. We want when he gets 18, he comes and tells me, "Thank you, coach, that we had this opportunity to train like this."
Okay, beautiful.
Can I add something?
So, كمان بالphysiological demands تبع الفوتبول, they are changing a lot. يعني the games are being more intense. في speed, في كل شيء يعني عم تغير. So you have to catch up. To catch up, you have to be physically ready. So okay. This training, strength and conditioning training, helps you a lot in this to perform better on the field. خاصة مثل ما قلنا إنه الجيمز صار أسرع بكتير. ونحن رحنا على سايبرس شفنا كيف التيمز بيشتغلوا هناك. مثلا أبوير نيكوسيا اليوت تيمز تبعهم بيشتغلوا 4 times a week strength and conditioning قبل ما يفوتوا على التريننج تبعهم. So it's not that they are getting tired. So parents think that they are getting tired. It's the opposite. It helps them to improve.
Amazing. كان بدي أسألكم أصلا أنتو بتسافروا و a lot of your trips are sports related. يعني I think يعني we can say أنه your passion in what you do is so obvious. So what did you learn from the foreigners? يعني أنتو حضرتوا كمان games, Champions League games وهيك. So when you see a player, what do you see in the player in terms of the physical aspects? How do you link it to what we do here in Lebanon or in Atletico?
Okay, so nahna we went to Cyprus with Apoel Nicosia, and we also went to Madrid. There was a competition. We were preparing a team from USA. They okay. were in the competition. So we went there, first of all, just to tell you, we like more youth games than the first team games. I watch Real Madrid under 14 more than Real Madrid first club. So this is our passion. Our passion is youth football players. This is the level we have in Europe and in Lebanon is very big. But this is not how can I explain? The skills that we have in Lebanon is unmatched. We are better than them. Okay. I swear we are better than them.
I believe
them.
You.
Like okay. the one like there is a recent proof. Atletico 2014 beat Liverpool 2014. صح. I think so. This is a really really صح. Recent
for the,
proof.
For the listeners, what we're mentioning here is our win over Liverpool. So 2-0 at the Elite Neon Cup semi-final. So this was the perfect example to show that our level compared to European giants like Liverpool, it's not a big difference. But definitely the physical aspect is an important one, so we're going to go back to the conversation.
Yes, so as Hagop mentioned, Apoel trains 3 hours in the gym before they go to the to the tactical training. So mm-hmm. it has been really periodized, all their trainings, integrated the physical and tactical and technical and even mental. So all of these are really connected together. So when we all know when the player is physically very good, his mental ability is going to explode. So he's going to be a lot confident, more confident.
Yeah.
So, as Hagop mentioned previously, the level that youth are having outside is the physical difference only. So they are working. So I cannot see a physical trainer in Europe doesn't have, for example, 100 clients. Not because of the business, because the 100 clients want to train.
Mm-hmm.
That's the difference here. So I think the influence of parents outside and the... Let's say the facilities mm-hmm. they have outside is more focused on football and sports and everything. So this is what we have in Lebanon. This is the lack we have in Lebanon, which is the awareness. The awareness of parents and some kids who are really, some really know the importance of it and some really don't. Like there's two extremes. Okay, so this is what we have to work on. I think all Lebanon, all coaches, Atletico and all other academies, even if we are not completely directly related to the player, I think we have to work on this point in Lebanon to make this importance and awareness more.
أكيد make it part of the culture. The good side is that you guys are more present. We see so many more coaches and the facilities that revolve around strength and conditioning and working with young athletes, which is great. Yeah, this is how we start to change the culture, the football culture and the sports culture in Lebanon. So this is really good. كان بدي أسألكم سؤال شوي هيك detailed. If we can go into the technicalities of strength and conditioning, let's say you have a player. You can give me a real life example. كمان. You have a player بيجي لعندكم. And no, he is good. He is physically okay. How do you work with this player? As a football player, شو هن ال main requirements, like main strength to build.
أهم شيء بالبروغرام ديزاين إنه يكون البروغرام انتجريتد يعني في كذا فاكتورز you have to take into consideration. في physiological demands مثلا لاعب الفوتبول لازم يركض 10 to 12 kilometers per game لازم يعمل sprint every 90 seconds في كتير change of direction, every 5 seconds في change of direction. So to meet these requirements, you have to design a program that is integrated both on an anaerobic level, aerobic level. Anaerobic level, you have to be explosive enough to decide games, okay? With aerobic level, you have to run for 90 minutes. So this is the not easy. Mm-hmm. So the program needs to integrate all of the aspects. So it needs to have endurance component. It needs to have speed component, power component, agility, change of direction. So كل هولي لازم يكونوا integrated بالبروغرام تيكون الاتليت عم يستفيد 100%. So ما فيني ركز أنا على شيء معين specific. It needs to be an integrated program integrating all the factors.
Okay. هلا I'll get back to this question in a few. But اسألكم, what's so special about the partnership that you have مع Atletico?
Okay. Our she before let's just to be honest, before Atletico we had really Atletico players joining YFT. I think the marketing that we had is not only on Instagram. The marketing is the word of mouth, because every time a new parent talks to us, the first statement is mother of X's player told me that you guys are great, you guys are doing great job and everything, and they start. Mm-hmm. So this is really important for us. The feedback that we have from all the parents is really important, because I think the parents are the decisive output of the family in this case. So when the parents decide to invest in their children, this is a long term, as I previously mentioned, this is long term investment. So when you're paying a subscription, for example, per month subscription, this is, you are deducting from your long term health expenses. So this is really important, and I think the parents are getting more aware of how important this training is. And the deal with Atletico, now we almost have 40 players maybe from Atletico. Amazing. I think even more. And day by day, week by week, they are getting more. This is really important for us, not because of the business, but because of first the awareness of the parents, and second the good feedback. This is really important for us. The happiness of the children is really, really important for us. When he comes with a smile. This is the most important thing we have. He leaves with a smile. He doesn't even want to leave the gym. Mm. So imagine 14 years old. He doesn't even know what a gym is. He leaves after 2-3 hours because he wants to spend time with the friends, with the coaches, with the environment.
Amazing.
There.
Amazing.
So I think this is a very common point with Atletico. Me, I'm personally training 2010 team. Hagop is 2011. We are going to the games. We are really doing the job that to help the coaches even there. We feel this. We feel they want to play for Atletico. We feel the players love Atletico. And they have passion for sports. This is the most important thing. And the combination of both, I think, is the boom.
So the combination is really, really great, because in Atletico, the players are learning the tactical abilities with amazing coaches. And with YFT, they are taking the physical preparation part. So it's a great mix, combining both, because the athlete will benefit at the end. So the end result for us, our vision, our mission, Atletico and YFT is the same. It's to promote the athletes to perform better on the field.
This is what makes the magic happens. Hala, you mentioned that you go to the games, and we know that you take care of the warm-up, Mshik.
Yes.
Can you walk us through, Shway, how do you do the warm-up to all teams?
Yes, sure. So nahna, we follow a protocol. It's a RAMP protocol, raise, activate, mobilize, and potentiate. Okay. This is in the strength and conditioning technical term. So I'm not going to say that the warm-up is bad, because it was really great. But what we added in the warm-up is the first two parts. Okay, so mainly the activation and the mobilization is what we do. With the elastic bands, we use the elastic bands. I think this, we are the first team as Atletico are using elastic band for all the ages.
Yeah,
I think so.
Yeah.
This is really important. Like, we go and watch games, as you said, all the players are doing bands, all the players are doing foam rollers, activation, mobility. This is, I think we lacked this previously, so this is an additional thing we're doing. After that, we have around 10 to 12 minutes with the coaches. We work with the coaches. We are resting the head coach now, so we're working with the assistant coach, and the head coach relaxes and takes time to think about the tactics.
You're part of the team, يعني.
Yeah, we are. Yeah, that's okay. Yeah, like we celebrate the goal like as if we've been in Atletico for 10 years. And I think the good point is also the coaches are really helping us to get into part of, like, they are sometimes asking us, like, is this guy available to play? Can he play more than 30 minutes? This is really important, the communication and coordination in the coaching staff. And sometimes I'm realizing that the coaches really need us, not only technically, but our presence. I think it's going to help them eventually.
Definitely.
Not only technically. Because more coaches, we have more control over the squad, and more control over the squad means that they are more disciplined and focused on the game. So this is really important.
Yeah, it's one of the benefits that we have, our partnership with you guys, so Atletico and YFD, is that there is this connection between you and the coaches.
For sure.
So مش أنه the coaches are doing a specific work with the players, and the coaches of strength and conditioning are doing something entirely different. There is a merged connection here that is extremely important. And no, بالنهاية it's related. كل شيء it's related. So can you tell us more about that?
It's really important, the communication between the coaches, assistant coach, physical preparator. Everyone should be there to organize everything from the start. إذا بتاخد مثلاً في صورة لأنشيلوتي هو عم بيعمل meeting, first meeting of the preseason. في حد قاعد بينتوس, who is the physical preparator. So it's really, really important. This mixture of all the components built staff, it's very important to have this. لأنه once you have this, you have an organized pre-season, mid-season, off-season, it will help the athletes to be ready for all the throughout the season. So that, this is something really important.
Just to add something. Our partnership started in December, so we were already mid-season. And as we talked with the technical director, Coach Fouad, I think he's getting more... I think he wants us more in the part that to improve the physical part. So I think the next step is gonna happen a bit more professional, more integrated with the staff, because I think all the age groups should warm up the same. All the age groups should have the strength training the same. Not only the 2010 or 11 or 2008 who are playing championships. So I think and we talked with Coach Fouad. We are gonna have a coaching meeting with all coaches of Athletic and do a workshop for fitness. This is going to happen in the upcoming 2 weeks. So I think the unified warm-up or the unified strategy is really important for the whole club, not only for simple age groups. Like Atletico has eight branches, maybe 300, 400 teams. So I think the unified thing is really going to give the character
for Atletico. And we cannot wait for it, للصراحة. هلا, question that Heike was sitting on my mind كثير, I do see the improvement of so many players اللي بتمرنوا معكم بـ YFD. They're more explosive, they are sharper on the field. وكمان في an aspect that comes with the physical اللي هو the mental, لأنه those specific players هلا that are on my mind, مش بس they're better physically, بس بيصيروا they're on the field in the training, they're more confident. Can you tell us شوي about the mental part that comes with the training automatically?
I can give you here some examples. I can start with Karl Aboud, who plays with Sajas, for example. He started training with me like 1 year ago or maybe 2 years. Okay, so we can see the difference he has made in the physical, in his physicality. So he gained muscle. Okay, so صار أسرع, صار أقوى, صار عم يعطي performances أحسن. وخاصة هلأ بلش يلعب مع الأندر 20 كمان, وأكيد أكيد أنه المنتل بارت ساعدته بهالشيء, لأنه هيز فيزيكلي بريبيرد, منه خايف يفوت بدولز مع أندر 20 بلايرز. So this is really really important, لأنه المنتل بارت it's related للفيزيكال بارت. So if you're ready physically ما بتحط الهم أنه إذا فات في حدا بالدولز, هو ميدفيلدر so كتير عنده دولز. So that's why you have to have both physical and mental part in the training. It will help you to boost your performance and not to worry about the games.
Yeah.
Okay, كمان في أعطي real life examples. كذا اتلتيكو بلاير انا بمرنهم يعني اوقات بسمع منهم تيرمز كتير بيضحكوا. بيجي بيقول لي مثلا بدي في اعطي اسامي
يا جو هيد
اوكي اذا مثلا بدي احكي عن لعيب خلص ما راح اعطي اسامي. في حدا ايش بيجي بيقول لي صار له شي سنه عم يتمرن معي هو من اتلتيكو بيجي هيز ديفنسيف بلاير بيجي بيقول لي كوتش انا بدي اروح اكله للزلمه يعني 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 هو هيداك الزلمه هو سترايكر شي مترين اوكي قال لي انا بالهاف تايم قلت له هاو ار يو فيلينج يور جود وهيك قال لي كوتش انا رايح اكله للزلمه. في واحد تاني قال لي هيداك النهار طلع الطابه اتس لايك 20 مترز اواي يعني ايذر يو سبرنت يو جات ات اور يو دونت عمل سبرنت عم طرى مع طرى طلع على البنش عمل لي هيك يعني عرفت انه كمان ايه فا ذيس از ريلي امبورتنت على فكره ان هن اهم شيء هن وات ذي ار فيلينج هن ذا منتل اند ذا فيزيكال ريليشن از فيري كوريليتد. في ريسيرشز كثير عن هذا الموضوع هاو ذي ار ريليتد سو وانس سمون از فيزيكلي ريدي يعني عنده كونفيدنس مخيف. مثلا في لعيب هيز ا جول كيبر وقفته تغير يعني يعني طريقه الحكي طريقه الحكي مع اللعيبه تغير and this is really connected and sometimes when they tell us هالقصة نحن بنعرف انه it is related maybe they don't بس مع الوقت عم هن اصلا they are discovering this is really important and it is connected together
اصلا نحن it's really enjoyable to see them so confident واذا هن they are better athletes or better mentally they're gonna be better for their team the whole team improves or that's exactly what we want. You must face so many challenges مع كل هيدا البروجكت the many players that you have the schedules and so on. How do you deal with the challenges with the parents for example?
Okay, so خلينا انا احكي شوي challenges with the parents and the social things بعدين هو he talks more technical. One of the main challenges هو قبل شو حكيت عن هذا الموضوع the parents should know this is not short term. هيدا اول شغله مثلا ما فيك تجيب مثلا athlete even he's not elite level or level B he cannot get him stronger in 2 months for example ترجع بتشوف انه لا ما تحسن ترجع بتشيله اوكي okay, so هول كتير تفاصيل نحن we challenge كتير انه we have to advise and connect with the parent this is long term بس كتير parents on the other side they are really convinced انه this is long term so I want these two extremes what نسكر الجاب شوي بيناتهم لانه عن جد the importance of long term of this training is much more than the short term يعني انا في انا هلا عطي 8 sessions كله jumping you're gonna see that he's gonna be more explosive بس شو راح يصير بالركب شو راح يصير بالاكيل هول قصص تفاصيل so كل هول بدنا نفكر نحن بس نحط program design schedule periodization كله for يعني نحن عنا elite level players بيلعبوا مع المنتخب عند اتلتيكو عندهم plan سنتين يعني حاطط انا day 1 2023 و 2025 January 12 مثلا شو بده يعمل بالسنتين and the parents is convinced هذا كتير مهم للparents يعني هو parent رح يدفع سنتين investment بس هو يعني هو اخر شيء رح يعرف شو رح ياخد
You will have less injuries. It's a holistic أكيد. Point of
أكيد
view.
Holistic
It's better than going and training alone. And so many kids, so many players, they go al hamas وهيك. I was one of them. أول واحد. You go, you train by yourself,
and you don't know the protocol.
And you get, you might get injuries. You might not be optimal in the training that you do. The results are هيك tweak. They're not consistent. So this is so important.
Yes.
Oh, you mentioned something. هلأ وقبل بشوي. Health in general. So إذا نطلع at the health of the player who trains with you guys with YFD برات الفوتبول قد ايه will benefit
اوكي okay. هذا الموضوع كتير مهم
yeah.
انا with this one of the sponsors of Atletico دكتور إلي متنا نحن we have good connections معه انا كتير بحكي معه اصلا he's gonna I think he even talked ما بعرف the importance
yes.
of strength and conditioning in football injuries I think he's gonna talk about this subject also it is really really correlated this is gonna talk about this more details for sure بس the mental health كمان كتير بيأثر يعني أنا نحن عاملين لعيب statistics for the elite players أكتر شيء لأنه هن game طبعاً أكتر منقول وفي statistics عليه شوي زيادة عاملين مثلاً أنا عامل للعيبة عندي for example بالسنة كم مرة بيلعب without injury how many minutes per
yeah,
season
yeah.
without an injury the ratio is really really very low مش لانه مثلا شغله منيحه ولا بس هو عن جد this training it's an injury risk يعني it decreases the injury risk. في كتير researches مش ضروري YFD أو مش ضروري أنا وهجو بنشتغل. This training عن جد هو هيك. So when I see a player عم بيلعب 10 games in a row 90 minutes أنا كتير بنبسط. هو ما رح يحسه هو بيفكر حاله starting 11 إنه ما رح يطلع من الملعب, بس لا أنا بشوفه physically 90 minutes على 10 minutes. It's 900 minutes per 2 months for example, which is very high good, which is very good score. So أكيد بيأثر على health, أكيد بيأثر على long term health وهول هن.
Okay, great, great. By the way, you mentioned Dr. Ali Matne. If you haven't listened to the podcast, it's the podcast episode 6. So here we're in episode 7, so feel free to go and have a listen. Guys, it's so interesting. كل شيء اللي عم نقوله صراحة. Did you have any player إجا لعندكم, he was injured and you were able to help him with the injury and يرجع, يعني في كتير أسئلة, في كتير athletes they receive an injury, أكيد في the physical part and the psychological part, and am I gonna come back at my best? Do you have any specific example in mind that you can share it with the listeners?
Yes, أكيد. في كارمار دي روسيون من أتلتيكو 2011. He had an injury in his hips. Okay, so we dealt with it. ورجع على الملعب صار أقوى, صار أسرع. التست بيبينه ولا الأساس. صار جامبو أحسن. So نسي كليان الانجري تبعه. وصار إنه he's more explosive now, more faster. Okay, so all of the elements are better now. So it's really really important rehabilitation of after the injury. So first of all, you need to go to the physio. في part من الفيزيو كمان, it's really important. وفي part بعد الفيزيو إنه يكون مع the strength and conditioning coach. يكون هيدا الكوتش certified, لأنه في كتير بالماركت trainers who are not certified at all, وهم بيشتغلوا هيدا الشغلة. هون أهمية parents إنه يعملوا research صح. Research صح, لأنه في كتير competitors بالماركت بس منهم accredited إنه يمرنوا هالشي.
كمان سو في كتير very good communication نحن مع دكتور إيلي. مثلا أنا عندي أتليت بيشتغل معي, هو صار له زمان بيشتغل معي وعمل انجري, سو اوتوماتيكلي هي وانت يشتغل مع دكتور إيلي ماتني, عمل انكل سبرين. سو ذا جود كوميونيكيشن بتوين اس هيلبس. يعني مثل ما هجوب هلا قبل شوي في ستيجز, يعني نحن ما فينا ناخذ شغل فيزيو والفيزيو ما في ياخذ شغل سترينث اند كونديشنينج. يلي بيفهموا دي نو ذا ديفرنس بتوين وكل واحد شو لازم يعمل. سو ذا جود كوميونيكيشن. هلا صار هيدا اللعيب كان عنده فور اكزامبل 3 تو 4 ويكس تو كم باك, صار هلا 2 ويكس وبلش يلعب. Okay, so this is really important عن هيدا الموضوع. هلا كمان في شغلة كنت I want to mention. كرمال ليش بدهم اللعيب يشتغلوا مع YFD مش مع غير جيمز؟ هلا بالماركت صار قد ما بدك جيمز, قد ما بدك كوتشي strength and conditioning, بيطلعوا على الكاميرا بيحكوا كل هول التفاصيل. The quality of coaches عنا, نحن عنا تقريبا 6 coaches, 4 of them عندهم masters. يعني the quality والaccredibility كتير مهمة لمين مع مين عم تشتغل. نحنا كلنا عم نشتغل unified program. مثلا athlete طبع إذا ما إجا بقول له روح اتمرن مع هيدا الكوتش, لأنه program طبعه نفس الشيء. يعني كل الكوتشية بيتابعوا نفس البروغرام, نفس الديزاين, نفس الاوتلاين, كله نفس الشيء وكل واحد بيفهم. يعني نحنا كل مرة بالشهر نعمل ميتنج الكوتشية, كل واحد بيعطي فكرة منزبط مثل الأتلتيكو نفس الشيء. نحنا صرنا كوميونيتي وكوميونيتي اتلتيكو مع بعض. يعني الكونكشن بتوين the common points بتوين is كتير. يعني انا بشوف مره انا ماني شايف مره بالشهر كوتشيه 80 كوتشز بيجتمعوا بمره يعملوا ورشوب.
Our monthly coaches باتلتيكو
نفس الشيء. نحن يعني نحن بيفكروا انه عم نعمل بزنس, عم نعمل مصاري, بس the amount of work, amount of energy عم نحط كرمال بس الكواليتي يضل نفس الشيء ويتحسن is a lot. يعني هول الكيدز ما في يجي مثلا 5-6 لعيبة بنفس السيشن يعمل 3 سبرينتس 3 جامبس يفل على البيت هو عم يدفع بلاوي. فور اكزامبل في هيك كتير عم نشوف ليتلي. سو ذا امبورتنس انت بتعطي, ذا فاليو انت بتعطي للكلاينت هو للاتليت خاصة لليوث, اتس غانا بي بيج ريتيرن اون انفستمنت. لانه هو بس يحبك انسى. This is the most important thing. بس الكوتش, بس اللعيب يحبه للكوتش. اذا فل الكوتش غير فريق بيروح معه هالقد. So this is really important. The connection between us is huge and great and long term وكتير فايتين فيها. I don't think this is less than 10 year project صراحة. كل ما أتلتيكو بيكبر نحن بنكبر و vice versa I think. وهولنا
نحن we are proud to have this exclusive partnership with Youth Football Development, and you mentioned the connection that we have, the connection that you guys have with Dr. Eli Matne, with the coaches, with the players. So it's really, you guys are not just, it's not just, yes, it's not just a partnership. You guys are embedded in the culture and the system of Atletico. And this is exactly what we want. This is us always striving for better and always promising quality training and football for our players. So the environment in Lebanon, we try our best to make the best out of it, to really give quality football for everyone. To conclude, what would you say to the parents? And I can guarantee you many parents are watching this and listening to this. So what would you tell the parents of Atletico?
للparents منقول انه اول شيء في misconception انه weightlifting is wrong for the kids. وبالعكس studies prove the opposite. Weightlifting بيساعدك to be injury free وبيساعدك تكون أكتر performing better on the field. So invest in your kids بهيدا المجال لأنه on a long term as Gary said it will return to you big. Okay, so أهم شيء للparents بنقول إنه invest in your kids لأنه هيدا بيساعد بالphysicality وبالmental part كمان بيساعد كتير. لأنه حكينا كتير إنه الphysical part بيأثر كتير على mental part. So if you are investing in your kid بالsport, so عم تعمل investment بالmental part والphysical part.
كمان بس بدي كمل موضوع الinvestment للparents. Parents بس عارفوا لمين وين عم تعملوا investment. إذا هيدا حقه $200 مثلاً, سوري عم بعطي رقم, وهيداك حقه $300, إنه في شيء ليك $300, في شيء valuable. أنت شو when you go there do your research, شوف مين هن الكوتشية, what program do they follow, شو they're seeing, شو عم بيعلموا, كل هول التفاصيل. يعني ما في أنا إذا منشوف الأسامي كوتشية أتلتيكو مخيفين صراحة. يعني سوري بس إنه نحن أنا شخصيا بعرف لي أتلتيكو أغلى من غير أكاديمي, لأن إذا أنا عندي هالقد كوتشية أنا هلا أنا بتمنى أروح أشتغل مع كوتش ماريو, مع كوتش فؤاد, مع كل هول. بتمنى هلا أرجع عمري 14 وأشتغل معهم إذا بدي أدفع $1000 بالشهر. So this is exactly the same. في quality رح تأخذ quality, رح تأخذ return on investment. أنت بتعمل invest تأخذ return on investment مثل business.
صح.
So هيدا الأدفايس تبعي للparents. Invest in your kids. هيدا شيء كتير مهم, صاير كتير research. Do your own research قبل ما تجي لعنا. Do your own research. شوفوا قدام مهم هيدا التمرين. And we are in for with Atletico for the, يعني نحن هون موجودين بس بدكم أهلا وسهلا.
So we always say أن Atletico is like a school. So if you wanna put your kid in the best school, it's up to you. وهلا we have a new addition in our school, which is youth football development. To all the parents بتعقدوا, thank you for your support. أكيد you can contact your admin, your head coach, or the coaches in your branch if you want to enroll your child with YFD, which is highly recommended. We hope that you enjoyed this episode and we'll see you hopefully in the next one very soon. Guys, thank you so much.
Thank you.